Norman Finkelstein, pentsalari eta idazlea, Bilbon izan da aste honetan Palestinan bake justu baten alde antolatu diren jardunaldietan. Hainbat libururen egilea da eta Palestinako gatazkan mundu mailan dagoen aditu garrantzitsuenetako bat da Norman Finkelstein. Arratsaldeon, Norman. Israelek lehen ministro berria du, Tzipi Livni. Zer iruditzen zaizu? Aldatuko aldu lehen ministro aldaketa horrek Palestina eta Israeleko gatazkaren egoera?
Whoever is in power will react when circumstances are such that they're forced to react. Begin, Menachem Begin, he signed the agreement with Egypt. It wasn't labor. It could be right wing, it could be left wing. On the main issues, there's very little difference within Israeli ruling elites.
Zein da Israelen egoera 2006an Libanon Hizbularen aurka egindako gerraren ondoren eta gerra horrek ekarri zuen porrotaren ondoren? Behar bada konpara dezakegu 1973an Egiptoren kontra egindako gerrarekin?
No, 1973 war did force Israel to negotiate a settlement with Egypt. That's true, because the Israelis were very concerned after the October 73 war that in the event of another war, they would have a very hard time with Egypt. And so there was the image of Moshe Dayan, who was the foreign minister then, and he said, if you remove one wheel from a car, it can't move. And so they wanted to remove the Egyptian wheel from the Arab front, and then the Arab world has no war option against Israel. The case of Hezbollah, they didn't inflict the kind of defeat on Israel which would force it to negotiate. It was a huge defeat. It was a catastrophe for Israel, no question about it. But it did not move Israel to negotiate. The attitude of the Israelis now is they want another chance to knock out Hezbollah. They're not yet ready. But they're preparing, they're threatening, but they have not yet reached the conclusion. It has to happen. It has to happen.
Estatu batuetako politika gintzen, lobby sionistek, lobby israeldarrek, eragin haundia duela esaten dute. Zenbaten ainokoa da eragin hori estatu batuen kanpo politikari buruz hitz egiten dugunean?
In my opinion, the U.S. government does not get any advantage from the occupation. So my reasoning tells me it must be the lobby that's behind U.S. support for the occupation. But obviously the United States doesn't give Israel all those weapons just because of the occupation. It's because of its regional role. And in the region, it seems clear to me at any rate, it's not the lobby. It's U.S. strategic interests. U.S. strategic interests happen to coincide with Israeli regional interests. They both want to knock out Hezbollah. They both want to knock out Iran. There's a convergence. But it's very silly to think that when you come to the big regional issues and oil, the lobby is telling the United States government what to do. No, there's no evidence for that. I've looked at the record very carefully. You know, you take people like Cheney and Rumsfeld. They are very smart people. They are very ruthless people. Nobody tricked them to go to war in Iraq for the sake of Israel. If they went to war in Iraq, Cheney, Rumsfeld, they're working for American interests. But Cheney and Rumsfeld, they're not the lobby. They're not Jewish. They look out for American interests. It's the same thing in Iran, same thing in Lebanon.
Oso kritiko azaldu izan zara Osloko akordioarekin. Zein da Osloko akordioen funtzioa gatazka honetan?
Oslo had nothing to do with peace. I was reading an interview yesterday with the head of the Politburo of Hamas. And he said Oslo was a security arrangement, and that's correct. Israel brought in the PLO to serve as their collaborators in the occupied territories. Had nothing to do with peace. And we don't need to invent peace processes, which are a waste of time and a waste of money. There's a consensus out there how to resolve the conflict. And what we have to do is get Israel and the United States to accept the opinion of humankind about how to resolve the conflict.
Erantzun horrekin geratuko gara, mila esker Norman Finkelstein gurekin hitz egiteagatik, eta hurrengora arte.